أشهد أن أنا لا لا.
Agradeço a Deus, né? É difícil.
Porque você saiu na frente.
I'm gonna get back into China.
É um momento difícil, né? Às vezes a gente precisa estar nesse ambiente para a gente ver quanto a gente é abençoado, né? Eu tenho os meus dois filhos, né? E a gente não sabe o que acontece, né? A gente não sabe o dia de amanhã. Só Deus que sabe, né? Mas peço muito a Deus que não passe por essa situação, porque.
Assalamu alaikum. I found out recently that Alex Pereira did something pretty amazing, and I wanted to bring some light to it, some attention. I don't think it's been talked about much, and sometimes stories like this, they don't really get as much traction or attention as all the negative things out there. So let's watch this video that I came across, and then we'll come back and talk about what does this mean, what is he saying, what is Alex Pereira doing, what's he doing?
Alex, hello. 3 years ago, there was news that you were planning to convert to Islam. Tell me, are you Muslim or not? This happened after the video where you read the Muslim prayer.
Ashhadu, ashhadu, anna, anna, la, la, ilaha, ilaha, illa, illa, Allah, Allah. Wa ashhadu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammad, Rasulu, Rasulu. Allah, Allah.
Eu testemunho,
que não há outra divindade,
que não há outra divindade, além de Deus, eu testemunho, que Muhammad,
seu mensageiro,
Alhamdulillah, graças a Deus, parabéns.
If you haven't subscribed, what are you waiting for? Hit the notification bell right now. Many of you are watching, but many of you have not become subscribers, so we'd really appreciate it if you can go ahead and let us know that you're seeing us. Like the video, let us know that it's getting to you. Some people are saying they're not seeing it, they're not getting it. What is happening? We've had all sorts of guests on that has sparked something. I don't know, but we need your help to go ahead and hit the like button and get this to the person who we're discussing, and others like him. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
There has been a lot of confusion about Alex Pereira and his faith. Some fans are just now discovering his 2015 conversion to Islam, where he took the Shahada in a mosque in Brazil. Yes, he did convert to Islam, but over the years, he seems to have drifted away from the religion.
Now, for those of you who have no idea what's happening in this clip, you got Alex Pereira. He was probably thinking, like, purpose of life, why am I here? That's a very important question. He hooks up with a Muslim who appears to be explaining Islam to him, probably asking him questions, and does he agree with what he's saying? And I'm sure he's a smart guy, he's not stupid, and everything probably made sense. So after it made sense, it's explained to him, and then he's like, do you want to take the Shahada? What's the Shahada? And he took it. He took the Shahada. You can see him testifying. So the Shahada, for those that don't know, and this would be good now for those who are out there, real Alex Pereira fans, you can go ahead if do the same thing. You copy him in all the different other styles. You can copy him in. This is the most important thing you can copy him in. The Shahada, it's the most important statement a person can make if it's done sincerely with the right intention. Is a testimony that there's nothing, pay attention, there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah, God Almighty, the Creator. And that Muhammad is the final messenger sent to mankind. Now, when someone accepts this message, it also includes the belief in all the other prophets who preceded him. Peace be upon them all, like Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Noah, Ishmael, Isaac, and some we believe over 124,000 messengers were sent from the Creator to guide humanity. But they were sent for a specific place, time, period, location. But Prophet Muhammad, he's the final messenger sent for everyone living today. And many messengers throughout time were mocked, were slandered, just like Jesus. They were lied against. They came with the truth, but they were mocked, insulted. And that's the same thing that's happening today. So I'm sure Alex Pereira, he's being explained who's Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, what's Islam. And he's like, I like this. It's a call to pure, absolute, unadulterated monotheism. Pure monotheism, worshiping the Creator alone and not His creation. It's a complete way of life. You know, and Muslims strive to be morally upright and to live according to the verbatim word of God Almighty, the Quran, and the teachings of the last and final measure, Prophet Muhammad. It's in Sunnah. And it provides guidance for every stage in a person's life. And ultimately, it's preparing you for what comes after this life. Because not YOLO, you only live one. No, that's a ultimate. That's a trap by the devils to have you just attached to this life. No, you leave this life and you prepare for the next life. And every one of us will leave this world. We're all going to die. People don't like talking about it, make jokes about it, but it's a reality. We're all going to stand before our Creator, our Maker, the Almighty. And according to Islam, what follows is the Day of Judgment, where every soul is going to be held accountable for what we did in this life. Now, some people are probably wondering, whatever happened after that moment, he took a shahada. That was some time ago. I just got getting turned out to it recently. And the truth, we don't know. We don't know exactly where Alex Pereira is at this moment in his life, where he was at that moment in his life. And we don't know what was in his heart. Only the Creator, Allah, knows that. But one thing is certain, he was exposed to the message of Islam. And it appeared he willingly accepted Islam, as we can see. He recognized Islam as the truth. And living it is another thing. It takes courage, takes discipline, takes focus. You know, that's where real courage begins. You can, like I often say, many of these fighters are very courageous. They get in there and they'll fight. But you fight for what? For praise, for glory, for money. But how about fight for the truth? To stand on the truth, accepting it. That's where real courage begins. It's not easy. There are a lot of misconceptions revolving around Islam. Everywhere you go, so many lies. And there is pressure from family, friends, society. You got this fame now opens up, money, and every kind of distraction imaginable. You know, the higher someone rises in this world, the more temptations and pressure that they have to face. That's why I hope that Alex Pereira takes some time, let's get this to him, to reflect, and not just in his victories and now his defeat inside the cage, but on the bigger questions of life that he was asking. And he got to a point at that point where he accepted Islam, took his shahada, and everybody else should be asking that question. That's what led me to talking to you guys here when I started really focusing. Why are we here? Okay, you end up, let's say you end up in the octagon ring. You just woke up and you're there. Like, why am I here? How did I end up here? How'd you end up on this earth? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of life, truly? Not the means to the purpose, but what is the actual purpose of life? You know, what happens after death? Because these titles are going to be gone. They fade, belts fade, fame fades. Every champion eventually walks away from the sport. But our relationship with our Creator is the one thing that follows us beyond the grave. Now, one more thing before we conclude, since we're on this topic. What about this, what's his name? Ilya Topira, is that how you say his name? I heard he was insulting Islam.
Actually, I'm going to say something. One who is that no one gives a f- about him, that's Islam. No one gives a f- Even in Dagestan, when he's fighting, the people goes to sleep and they watch his fight in the morning. Islam, he doesn't even know how to pronounce two words.
Not the actual religion that we just talked about, but he was actually the fighter, Islam. But look at him now. This is very interesting. Did you see his face? I'm not mocking him or making fun of him, but did you see his face? Imagine what happened to his brain. You know, these are the kind of damages that don't always just show up right away.
Truly, honestly believe, if it wasn't for the pills that I'm taking, My life would have been done a long time ago.
It's the part of combat sports that everyone knows about, but would rather not talk about.
You cut me really off guard.
You are afraid of aliens, though, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid of a lot of things.
George St. Pierre stuff with UFOs.
I think it's head trauma.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't say something happened to me. I have no proof. I just don't know. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to be honest about it. Sometime, I look at the clock right after, sir, and it's like the clock advanced like 4 hours. There's a time zone that I don't remember what happened.
It's called falling asleep.
I hope so.
What do you think? You think you're getting snatched up and taken away for a couple hours?
Drove my car in a normal day, like going somewhere. Then I look, and it's 2 hours past. Like 2 hours I just passed. Like this.
The way he was describing things is very similar to the way people describe things when they've experienced excessive head trauma. So he's experienced a lot of head trauma. One of the symptoms of head trauma is memory loss issues. Right. These aren't hard sparring days.
No, it could happen every day.
It looks like almost like a domestic violence case, if you're going to describe it as. I don't know. You know, when you look back, Allah really protected Habib. That's what came to my mind. He never came close to even looking anything similar to that. Never. And that's just a reminder for all of us. Strength, this fame, power, money, titles, belts. None of it lasts forever. One moment, you're on top of the world, like this guy. And the next, everything can change. Life is temporary. This fame, these undefeated records, you see, in a matter of one match, it's all gone. And you go from looking nice to looking like a domestic violence case, you know? So all this is temporary. That's the message I'm trying to get to you. I'm trying to awaken this, many of the hearts that kind of just been immune to this. It's all temporary. This life is temporary. Our bodies are temporary. Our success is temporary. What matters is the condition of our hearts and our relationship with our Creator. You know, one day every fighter will fight his last fight. Every champion will wear his belt for the last time. Every one of us will take our final breath. Just think about that. You're able to enjoy it now. It's scary, though. At one point, it just turns off. No more. And the question isn't about how famous we became or how many victories we collected. The question is, were we prepared to meet our Creator?